Good afternoon, this is Chris Robinson from Mark Gold with the closing grain comments for today, March 31st, 2017. USDA report out, no big, huge surprises in the acres, really. It was more surprising the carryout. May corn closed up 6¾ cents at 364¼, 8 higher on the week. December corn closed up 7¼ cents, 388¼, 8¾ cents lower on the week. Today was the highest close in May since the 17th. Corn opened steady, rallied off the report, and closed only a little bit off the lows. The commitment of traders, however, showed them funds short 155,000 contracts, which was 73,000 more short than last week. All in all, the USDA was pretty friendly for corn. U.S. projected corn acres for this year, 89.996 compared to 94 last year, and a 90.9 million average guess. So came in pretty much as what was expected. The stocks were slightly bearish, coming in at 8.616 billion versus 7.822 last year. The average guess had been for about 8.53, so slightly higher than the average guess there. Soybeans, May soybeans, that was the loss leader on the day, finished down 17 cents at 9.46. That's 29¾ cents lower for the week. So basically, corn took it on the chin this week. November soybeans closed down 9¼ cents, down 23 cents, settling at 9.54. It wasn't that long ago we were trading at 10.35, couldn't get above that. So that's probably the biggest story for producers. The estimated acres, a little bit higher than people would thought. Estimated acres, 89.482. That compares to 83.43 last year and an average guess of 88.21. U.S. quarterly stocks were bearish. An average estimate was 1.735 billion. It came in, that was higher than expectations at the end of the day. So all across the board, corn, wheat, and beans, carryout was higher. Wheat, May wheat finished up 5½ cents at 426½. Actually, wheat picked up a penny and a quarter on the week. July wheat closed up 5 cents at 439 to finish the week unchanged. Minneapolis wheat closed down. The commitment of traders showed the funds short 136,000 contracts, which was 15,000 more than last week. So no real surprise there. As of Tuesday, however, the funds were still long 38,000 contracts of beans. Looked like today they probably got out of that and got flat on today's sell-off. That's really about it. We came back off the lows. That's one positive thing. We still now are getting into, are we going to have any weather issues here in North America? I think next week President Clinton may be announcing some trade issues. China is visiting here for a trade symposium. They'll be here in the next 2 weeks. So we'll be watching that carefully to see if anything pops out of that. One interesting thing, if you're a cotton producer, even though they raised acres tremendously, about 10% increase in acres, the price held in really well. So that's a positive thing for cotton producers. Higher acres, higher prices, and we're still holding in there. That's about it. If you've got any questions, we'll be back at it on Monday. This is Chris Robinson at Top Third Ag Marketing. If you need to talk to us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Or you can get us on the web at topthird.com. Again, this is Chris Robinson. Have a great Final Four weekend.